that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.
It is 3 p.m. on May 5th, 2023. We stream on the unceded territories of Coquitlam, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh. Welcome to episode 17 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, and update on the cancellation of SFU football after the following messages.
Do you know how much I love you? This much. That's right, this much. As much as I love the music I play on my radio show to share with you. As much as I love the ideas I'm introduced to every time I tune into CJSF. As much as the panoramic view from Burnaby Mountain where we broadcast our signal from. That's a lot of love. From me to you.
Every time you tune in to CJSF, you make a choice to step outside the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so, so badly. I see you contributing in your small and profound ways to social change simply by tuning in to us. Thanks for being on our team.
Today is day 5 of the Listener Appreciation Week, where CJSF pays tribute to you, the listeners, for listening to content and independent music that are rarely, if ever, addressed by major media. First up is I Am Coyote's Hometown Mystic with Prairie Fire.
Remembering, we climbed that hill to watch the fires.
That was Prairie Fire from I Am Coyote's Hometown Mystic. Next up is Iguana Death Cult's Echo Palace. Here is Pusherman. I like to, I like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. There were three events on April 29th. Track teams competed in WW Ralph Vernaccia Meet at Civic Stadium in Bellingham, Washington. Distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In women's hammer throw, Susanna Linuski hurled 48.6746. In the women's triple jump, Maddie Powell leaped 10.65 for six, while Zach Salisbury hopped 12.65 in the men's triple jump for fifth. Brian Cortes hurled 59.69 for the men's javelin for second, only behind Jaden Treon at 59.83. The Red Leaps won the men's 4x100 relay as the quartet of Blake Furtado, Jeremy Belcher, Kaito Suzuki, and Josiah Pinson-McCoy clocked at 41.98. In the women's 1500, Rachel Walken dashed 440.41 for 8th personal best. In the men's 1500, Sebastian Brinkman ran 356.43 for 9th. Sydney Kania won the women's high jump at 1.64. In the men's long jump, Blake Furtado hopped 6.82 for 5th, and Mitchell Gibbs sprung 6.57 for 10th. In the women's 100 hurdles, Diana Voloshin ran 14.69 for 2nd, only behind Lauren Chandler of Western Washington at 14.11. In the women's 400 dash, Claire Bosma dashed 57.75 for 3rd, personal best. In the women's 100, Jalen Cummings ran 12.11 for 6th, personal best. Josiah Pinson-McCoy won the men's 100 at 10.63, personal best, and the best in full automatic timing in SFU's history. McCoy's teammate Jeremy Belcher ran 10.85 for 4th, personal best. In the women's jump, Kara Stewart leaped 5.18 for 8th. Kate Cameron won the women's 800 at 214.95, followed by Elizabeth Vanderput, who dashed 215.19 for 2nd, personal best. Selin Tastemir clocked 220.64 for 8th, while Charlotte Prankley ran 220.9 for 9th. In the men's 800, Jordan Schmidt dashed 151.65 for 4th, Aiden Good clocked 152.65 for 5th, Andrew Thompson ran 152.71 for 6th, Kaylin House finished 153.99 for 7th, personal best, and Kirubo Bogel ran 155.29 for 10th. In the women's 400 hurdles, Erica Bender dashed 104.02 for 2nd, only behind Grace Twist of Central Washington at 103.83. In the men's 400 hurdles, Jordan Linton clocked 57.66 for 6th. In the women's 200 dash, Jalen Cummings ran 25.51 for 6th. In the men's 200 dash, Josiah Pinson-McCoy ran 21.78 for 3rd, and Jeremy Belcher clocked 22.33 for 6th. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott hopped 1.74 for 6th, personal best. In the women's 5,000, Milena Kalich ran 19.11.82 for 8th, just ahead of Ella Marion, who clocked 19.15.18 for 9th. Meanwhile, softball played a doubleheader against Montana State Billings. The Red Leafs were blanked 3-0 before overwhelming the Yellow Jackets 11-7 at Avitas Group Stadium in Billings, Montana. SFU resumed their weekend set against Montana State Billings on April 30th. The Red Leafs were shaded 6-4 in Game 1 before dominating the Yellow Jackets 10-5 at Avitas Group Stadium in Billings, Montana. Two events occurred on May 1st involving the golf teams. First, SFU Women's Golf signed Swiss star Claire Dubois to a national letter of intent. Dubois, who stands at 5'8" or 173 centimeters, attends Gymnase Auguste Piccard in Grandvaux, Switzerland, and competes in Golf Club Lausanne. Claire Dubois has competed in major events throughout Europe in the Swiss International Ladies, Italian International, Finnish Amateur, and French International Ladies Strokes Play Championships. Dubois has also contributed to team success, as she helped her golf club Lausanne to win the 2022 Swiss Ladies Championship and second at the Swiss Team Junior Championship. Claire Dubois is the second international recruit for SFU Golf after Sweden's Frida Ennebom for the 2019-20 season. Also, SFU golf teams were named GNAC Teams of the Week after their sweep of the 2023 GNAC Golf Championships last week. On May 4th, four SFU softball players were honored by GNAC for their performances, as Megan Duclos and Abby McGlynn were named to the 2023 GNAC first team, while Janique Balkan and Amy Hughes earned 2023 GNAC All Honorable Mentions. Junior outfielder Megan Duclos, who bats left and throws right, led the GNAC with a .409 batting average, 65 hits, 46 runs, and stole 43 bases in 47 attempts, a single-season GNAC record. Sophomore outfielder Abby McGlynn, who also bats left and throws right, earned a .372 batting average for fourth, 41 runs batted in for a first-place tie, 17 doubles for first, 61 hits, and 39 runs scored for second in the GNAC. Now to the GNAC All Honorable Mentions for SFU softball. Sophomore outfielder Janique Balkan, who bats left and throws right, had a .317 batting average, 25 runs batted in for 12th, and 8 doubles for 14 in the GNAC. Freshman shortstop Amy Hughes, who bats and throws right, finished with 35 runs scored for 3rd, 3 triples for a 3rd place tie, 9 doubles for a 10th place tie, 9 doubles for a 10th place tie, .392 on-base percentage for 13th, .451 slugging percentage for 15th, and 123 assists to lead the GNAC. 123 assists were on the field. On May 3rd, Aiden Bain, a goalkeeper for SFU men's soccer until 2021, signed his first professional deal in Umeå, Sweden. On May 4th, SFU women's golf team earned many GNAC awards, highlighted by Matthew Steinbach being voted as the Coach of the Year and Mira Minhas being named as the Freshman of the Year. Steinbach led the Red Leaps to their first conference win since 2019, as he earned Women's Golf Coach of the Year for the third time and fifth overall, including two Men's Golf Coach of the Year honors. Under Steinbach's watch, the Red Leaves women's golf led GNAC with 306.9 strokes in 17 rounds. Top 10 finishes in 8 of 9 tournaments, with wins at the San Marcos Shootout and the GNAC Championships. Minhas had a splendid rookie season for SFU as she earned 3 top 10 finishes, highlighted by the 3rd place finish in the GNAC Championships won by SFU. Mira Minhas leads SFU and second in GNAC with a 76.9 stroke average in 15 rounds to earn the GNAC first team honors, along with the GNAC freshman of the year in golf. Women's golf, that is. Rookies Sue Park and Izzy Ferguson, along with junior Shirin Anjarwala, joined Minhas in the GNAC first team honors. Park averaged 76.8 strokes per round with 3 top 10 finishes. Ferguson averaged 77.2 strokes for 4th in SFU and 5th in GNAC. Anjarwala averaged 77.2 strokes for 6th in GNAC with 5 top 20 and 2 top 10 finishes. Two SFU women's golfers qualified for the GNAC second team honors, junior Natasha Kozlowski and freshman Chloe Tran. Kozlowski averaged 77.7 strokes and four top 20 finishes. Tran averaged 79.2 strokes, highlighted by the runner-up finish in SFU's True North Classic and two top 25 finishes.
We feel a lot of gratitude towards you, the listener. Perhaps no one has told you how awesome you are this week, how incredibly thoughtful, caring, and community-minded you are. So allow us to fill up your cup with goodness. Allow yourself to soak up the great tunes, good vibes, and warm, fuzzy feelings that tuning into this frequency provides.
Here are the final softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Northwest Nazarene clinched first with a 21-3 conference record, 34 and 15 overall. St. Martin, second, 15 and 9 conference, 29 16 overall. Western Washington, third, 13 and 11 conference, 25 and 22 overall. And Western Oregon, fourth, 11 and 13 conference, 22 and 30 overall. These four teams clinched GNAC championship berths. The rest, Montana State Billings, 5th, 10 and 14 conference, 18 and 28 overall. Central Washington, 6th, 9 and 15 conference, 21 and 27 overall. And Simon Fraser finished last at 5, 19 conference, 11 and 36 overall. In the 2023 GNAC Softball Championships kicked off at SFU Speedy Field on May 4th, where the top four teams qualified. In Game 1, and the second seed St. Martin Saints played the third Western Washington Vikings. The Saints trounced the Vikings 12-4. In Game 2, the top seed Northwest Nazarene Nighthawks confronted the fourth Western Oregon Wolves. The Nighthawks edged the Wolves 2-1. Game 3 featured the losers of the first two games, the third seed Western Washington Vikings and Western Oregon Wolves, where the Vikings eliminated the Wolves with a 6-3 win. Also today, there was an event at SFU Stadium this afternoon. The 2023 GNAC Softball Championships was delayed due to heavy rain in Metro Vancouver today, where one game may actually be in progress. One game might actually be finished. Bear with me for a few seconds here. May 4th, Game 4 between St. Martin's. Sorry for some technical difficulties and pressing the wrong buttons here. The fourth game between the Western Oregon Wolves and St. The May 4th game, for some reason, Game 3, was also listed for today.
Do you know how much I love you? This much. That's right, this much. As much as I love the music I play on my radio show to share with you. As much as I love the ideas I'm introduced to every time I tune into CJSF. As much as the panoramic view from Burnaby Mountain, where we broadcast our signal from. That's a lot of love. From me to you.
Welcome to the second half of episode 17 in the 2023 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. There will be more independent music, along with an interview on the cancellation of SFU football. Today is also the day 5 of CJSF's Listener Appreciation Week in 2023, where we salute you, the listeners, for listening to content rarely, if ever, heard on in big media outlets. My show, where I play independent music, non-mainstream sports, and interviews on Metro Vancouver issues, is impossible without you. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Indications, self-titled album. The track is Deep Fathom, Get Well.